Section 3. Orders. Orders received. Secretaries in the sales department are required to deal with incoming orders from clients. If the order is straightforward or routine, it can be sent immediately to the invoicing section, where the order is looked after. Exceptional cases must be held over for consideration. These include 1. Orders where large credit is requested. 2. Orders where the customer has a poor credit record. Or 3. Orders with special difficult conditions. Orders in categories 1 and 2 must first be sent to the accounts department, where the risk involved in fulfilling the order is evaluated, before it is returned back to the sales department for the final decision. Where special conditions, such as penalty clauses, are involved, this is a matter for decision by the sales department. So, the order must be sent on to the sales director or assistant for decision. A penalty clause is where, for example, a customer places an order subject to a condition, usually that the goods be dispatched within a shorter than usual space of time. If the goods are not delivered within this time, the supplier is penalised and less is paid for the goods. By accepting a penalty clause, a supplier may win a valuable customer, and in return, the customer has a guarantee of prompt delivery. The danger for the supplier is that if, for some reason, for example a labour strike, the goods cannot be delivered on time, they may make a loss on the consignment. Once a decision has been made whether to accept or reject an order, the client must be informed. Either an acknowledgement or refusal of the order must be sent out. Here is a phrase you could use. We thank you for your order, which we acknowledge as follows. When there is a delay in delivery, we shall do our utmost to carry out your order as quickly as possible. In cases where delivery is done by a forwarding agent, we shall notify your forwarding agent as soon as the consignment is ready for collection. Where special conditions are involved, we assure you that your instructions will be carefully observed. Where it is a first order, we hope that this order will lead to further business. If the order must be rejected, we regret being unable to supply the goods ordered. Or, we regret being unable to extend credit facilities to you. Or, we are regrettably out of stock in the items you request. Where goods are out of stock, you must suggest alternative similar items. After all, the offer you made has bound you to supply the customer with what he requires. Where credit is refused, delivery will be promised on receipt of payment. We enclose an invoice for the goods ordered. The goods will be dispatched to you upon payment by bank draft. The acknowledgement of a regular order is a formality, a confirmation of the contract. The supplier thanks the customer and informs him of the date of delivery.